M103 recording length 10 minutes and 20 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 103 Open Cluster M103, NGC 581, Type D, in Cassiopeia M103.jpg, Right Ascension 01, 33.2, H:M, declination plus 60, 42, Deg:M, distance 8.5, Cli, visual brightness 7.4, Mag, apparent dimension 6.0, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1781, Open Cluster Messier 103, Million 103, NGC 581, as one of the latest additions, together with M101 and 102, to his catalogue, which Charles Messier included from Pierre McCain's report, but had no occasion and no time to observe before publication. Harla Shackley, who classified M103 as a loose and poor cluster, and thus classified it as of type D, once doubted its existence and considered it maybe just an accidental grouping of physically unrelated stars at different distances. However, we now know that this is a physical cluster, from the common proper motion of its member stars. The number of proven cluster members has been given as 40 by Wienquist, while Beckler has 60, the Sky Catalog 2000.0 only 25, and Archinal and Heinies, 2003, give a modern number of 172 member stars. M103 is one of the more remote open clusters in Messier's catalog, at about 8,000 light-years, Wienquist, Malus/Kramer, Burnham, or slightly more. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives 8,500. Quoted also e.g. by Kenneth Glyn Jones and Robert Garfinkel, Pennington 9000 and Keppel's and Sanner's Night Sky Observer's Handbook 9200 light-years, the uncertainty mainly due to the less well-known amount of obstruction for this cluster which lies well within the band of the Milky Way. M103's appearance is dominated by the non-member binary Struve 131, adds 1209, components A, 7.3 mag, SPB3, and B, 10.5 mag, or 9.9 mag, according to Malus/Kramer, separated 13.8, in position angle 142 deg, at 1956. Nevertheless, John Herschel has always referred to this double star in context of this cluster. The two brightest cluster members, of about mag 10.5, are a B5 if supergiant and a B2 III giant. M103 contains one red giant star, of spectral type M6III, or GM6, and mag 10.8. The red giant is obvious in color photos of the cluster such as this Kitt Peak National Observatory image. The lot of main sequence stars indicate an age of about 9 million years, according to Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin's Stars and Clusters. While the Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives the significantly higher value of 22 million years, new calculations of the Geneva team of GMNET have provided an age of 25 million years for M103. Adopting a distance of 8,500 light-years, M103's angular diameter of 6 arc-minutes corresponds to 15 light-years linear extension. This stellar swarm is approaching us at 37 km/sec. Its Trumpler type has been given as II, 3, M, Trumpler, according to Glyn Jones, II, 2, P, Sky Catalog 2000.0, and II, 2, M, Gertz. In binoculars, M103 is easy to find and identify, and well visible as a nebulous fan-shaped patch. Malus states that a 10x40 finder resolves the cluster into stars. However, this is so only under very good viewing conditions. The object is not so easy to identify in telescopes because it is quite loose and poor, and may be confused with star groups or clusters in the vicinity. But telescopes show many fainter member stars. This cluster is quite easy to find from Delta or 37 Cassiopeiae, named Rutschba, a blue-white 2.7 mag star of spectral type A5IIIV, a half deg N and 1 deg E, close to the line to Epsilon, Sagan, mag 3.38, spectrum B3III. Situated nearby are a number of other open clusters, including Trumpler 1, NGC 654, NGC-659 and NGC-663. The latter is sometimes mentioned as a candidate to be confused with M103. Messier 103 observations and descriptions discovered in March or April 1781 by Pierre McGain. Messier, M103, March/April 1781, 103. McGain, cluster of stars between Epsilon and Delta of the Leg of Cassiopeia. Handwritten position added by Messier in his personal copy, 1H 20 meters, plus 61. William Herschel, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 660, 1783, August 8, 14 or 16 pl. Pretty large, bright, stars with a great many s extremely small, faint, ones. Two of the large bright ones are double, one of the first the other of the second class, asterisk. The compound eyeglass shows a few more that may be taken into the cluster so as to make them about 20. I exclude a good many straggling ones, otherwise there would be no knowing where to stop. Asterisk. Dreyer's note. Neither was catalogued by H.W. Herschel. One is Struve 131. John Herschel, 1833. H126. H126 equals Struve 131. Sweep 213. September 29, 1829, Ra 1H 21 meters 58.9 meters, NPD 30D 11, 18, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Alfine CL, R, Rich, rather coarse, 6 or 8, Diom, stars 10, 11 meters, one of Struve's Aversi, Alfine cluster, ground, Rich, rather coarse. 6 or 8, diameter, stars of 10th and 11th magnitude, one of Struve's Aversi, sweep 219, October 27, 1829, Ra 1H 21 meters 65.7 meters, NPD 30D 11, 42, 1830.0, the chief asterisk in a CLVI or VII class 8, Diom, which has one V red asterisk near the middle. Stars 9, 12 meters. The chief star in a cluster of W. Herschel's, class VI or VII of 8, diameter, which has one very red star near the middle. Stars between 9th and 12th magnitude. Smythe, LV 55, M103 LV 103 million Cassiopeiae, R1H 22 meters 41s, Dec and 59 D 51.6 mean epoch of the observation. 1832.66 August 1837, a neat double star in a cluster, on Cassiopeia's knee, about a degree to NF of delta, a 70H mag, straw-colored, B9, dusky blue. This is a fan-shaped group, diverging from a sharp star in the NF quadrant. The cluster is brilliant from the splash of a score of its largest members, the four principal ones of which are from the 7th to the 9th magnitude. And under the largest, in the SF, is a red star of the 8th magnitude, which must be that mentioned by J.H. John Herschel, number 126 of his catalogue of 1833. My attention was first drawn to this object, by seeing it amongst Tuzza Cervi, but I soon found that it was also the 103 which Messier describes so vaguely, as being between Delta and Epsilon Cassiopeiae, whereas it is pretty close to Delta, on the lady's knee. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC-341. GC-341 equals H-126 equals Struve 131 equals M-103. Ra 1H 23 meters 59.8s, NPD 30D 2, 9.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, R, right, PL, St. 10. 11-5 observations by W. and J. Herschel, cluster, bright, ground, rich, pretty large, stars of 10th and 11th magnitude, Dreyer, NGC-581, NGC-581 equals GC-341 equals H-126, M-103, Struve 131, Ra 1H 24 meters zeros. NPD 30D 1.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, PL, B, R, right, street 10, 11, equals M103 cluster, pretty large, bright, round, rich, stars of 10th and 11th magnitude, content car as EF sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net.